In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. As you all know, today we're celebrating Rosary Sunday. It's the Sunday that is closest to the actual feast of the Rosary, which is tomorrow. And so this feast is made solemn, let's say, by celebrating on the Sunday closest to it. Now, as Providence would have it, after Pope St. Pius V instituted the feast, Pope Gregory VIII decided that it should be celebrated on the 1st October Sunday, which is today. We certainly can have a greater appreciation and the great importance of the Rosary when we consider that no less than 8 popes have written about it and endorsed it. Now, the Rosary is a unique combination wherein is found vocal prayer and mental prayer. Now, vocal prayer is fairly obvious. We know the prayers very well, or at least we should. We know the Apostles' Creed, the Our Father, the Hail Mary, Glory Be, Fatima prayer, etc. And these prayers are made with the voice and our lips and are audible, at least to ourselves. But the mental prayer component, what are we thinking about? Or at least, what are we supposed to be thinking about? The mysteries, events from the lives of our Lord and our Lady, events that we call the mysteries of salvation, mysteries of the redemption. And when we use the Rosary this way, the background music, so to speak, is the vocal component. It's the background music that's playing while the scene of the mystery is unfolding in our imaginations. So what are we celebrating in this Feast of the Rosary? This prayer of the Rosary encapsulates the mysteries, as I said, of the lives of our Lord and our Lady, and we also celebrate the great power, the great efficacy of this prayer. We all know the famous story of what happened at the Battle of Lepanto, which, thanks to Father Cicada, we have depicted in the statue above me of St. Pius V, holding a medallion of that battle. Not to mention the other events throughout history concerning the victory and the power of the Rosary. Now, there are some variations of the Rosary. The most common one, that one that we're probably most familiar with, is that of the Dominican form, which contains the 15 mysteries. But there's also the Brigantine, or the Carmelite form, and that has 18 mysteries. There's also the Servite Rosary, which focuses on the 7 sorrows of Our Lady, and then also the Franciscan form, which is on the 7 joys of Our Lady. Generally speaking, the prayers are the same, but the mysteries are different. Different beads for different needs, as it were. So one is free to take your pick. Now, the ideal is meditating on the mysteries. That's what we should be aiming for. However, the vocal prayer part is not without value if the meditation is difficult or indeed impossible, as it sometimes can happen. It simply is a fact of life that not every circumstance and situation is conducive to saying prayers. A crowded room full of people with all sorts of noise is not exactly the place to try to make a meditation. And sometimes we just can't help it. We get distracted and we can't focus. Not because we're wanting to be in confusion, but it's just how it is sometimes. But it's important in prayer to stay calm, because God knows that we're a mess. That's no surprise to Him. So instead of focusing on fighting the distraction, which itself becomes a distraction in turn, give yourself over to simply saying the vocal prayers well. Not slurred, not exceedingly fast, not scrupulously slow, but at the normal pace of conversation, as if you were talking to someone. Because prayer is talking to God, to our Lord, to our Lady, the saints. And it's normal that you pray at different speeds than someone else, because you speak at different speeds than someone else. We must never equate praying faster with being impious or lacking devotion. And as I said, prayer is fundamentally talking to God. And the rosary is a prayer. Not the greatest, to be sure, because that's in the Holy Mass. But it is a prayer of and to Our Lady. And each Hail Mary is of value to her. St. Louis de Montfort gives the story, taken from the Chronicles of St. Francis, about a young friar who had the habit, the custom, of saying the rosary every day before dinner. And one day, things caught him by surprise, you might say, and the dinner bell rang and he hadn't said his rosary. So he went to his superior and asked for permission to go to his cell and say the rosary before eating. Superior granted him permission, he went to his room. But then a long time passed and the friar never returned. So the superior sent another friar to find out what was the holdup. The second friar entered into the cell of the first and found him bathed in light, facing Our Lady, who had two angels with her. And beautiful roses kept issuing from his mouth at each Hail Mary as he was saying the rosary. And then the angels took those roses and placed them on the head of Our Lady, who smilingly accepted them. Now, Our Lady is not some harsh mistress exacting perfect meditations and uninterrupted contemplations from us. She's a mother, and she's delighted that her children are simply trying to make her happy, as you mothers can all relate in your own way. She is very, very pleased with just us trying to pray the rosary because she asked it of us. Unfortunately, a common charge by Protestants, and even unfortunately some Catholics, is that the rosary is a vain and repetitious prayer. How do we answer such a charge? Well, Bishop Fulton Sheen, gives the story of how he gave a talk once on the rosary, and that afterwards a young couple approached him. Neither of them were Catholic. The young lady of the couple said, "After hearing what you just said about the rosary, I will never become a Catholic. I don't believe that anyone who keeps saying the same thing over and over is sincere. I would never believe him." So Bishop Sheen turned and asked, "Well, who is this young man with you?" "It's my fiancé." "Does he love you?" "Yes." "Well, how do you know?" "He told me on the way here." "Did he say it any time before that?" "Yes, last night at dinner." "And what about before that?" "Yes, every night he tells me that he loves me." "Well, I wouldn't believe him because I don't think he's sincere, as he keeps repeating the same thing." But that's exactly what the rosary is. We are in a new moment in time every day. And so we keep telling our Lord and our Lady that I love you. And therefore, everyone should have a devotion to the rosary, at least 5 decades a day. 15 minutes out of the 24-hour period. Be generous, go all the way, 15. How many times has Our Lady appeared and asked us to pray the rosary? Shouldn't we want to please our mother? She is so happy to hear from us, even if it's only for 15 minutes. Now, a little bit on the practical side. You husbands and fathers, you should be leading your family in honoring your Heavenly Mother, preferably by leading the family rosary every day. It is the mark of a bad son if he doesn't love and honor his mother. You wives and mothers, learn and imitate the virtues of Our Lady, the true model of motherhood and femininity. You young men, one rosary a day keeps the immorality away. That girl who maybe caught your eye, if she is saying nothing to Our Lady on a daily basis, then you shouldn't be saying anything to her. You young ladies, that young man that you've taken an interest in, if he's not daily honoring his Heavenly Mother, what's he do for his earthly mother? And if there's nothing there, then what's that hold in store for you? So let's all go to Our Lady, rosary in hand. She gave the rosary to St. Dominic to fight against the Albigensian heresy. And today, when there's so many heresies, so many errors, so many dangers against the faith, blasphemies even, we need to go to her. We need to use the weapon that she gave us, this weapon from heaven. Go with confidence to the Lady of Victory, to her throne of grace, and place yourself in her immaculate hands. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.